Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. As you know, we've been interviewing individuals who've contributed to this great city we call Houston. Today, we have none other than attorney Benny Agosto. He is truly one of our Houston legends and has been very involved with the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce for many years and has served as a great friend to us and represents us very well across the globe and across the country and most certainly here in the city of Houston. So we want to welcome Benny Agosto.
Thank you, Dr. Murillo.
I'm so happy to have you here, Benny. You know, I'm one of your biggest fans. You do phenomenal work, and it's great to see how engaged you are, not only with your firm, your family, but also always giving back. Congratulations on your newest honor, heading up what they call the Big Bar here in Houston. I know you're going to talk about that. But we want to really begin with, you know, how you got here. It's interesting to me. You didn't set out to be an attorney. Biology, I believe, and I think if I had a choice between biology or law, I think you chose the right field, that of law. But coming from parents, you know, your father was a veteran and worked in jewelry. And I know your mom, like my mom, dedicated herself to children and her family. So you've come a long way from New York, Puerto Rico, to the great city of Houston. But for folks who are watching, help them understand how you became one of the most prominent lawyers in this city.
Well, I first thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you. As always, you're a great community leader and city leader. Thank you. I'm honored to be part of this city. And when I came here to study, to get educated. And so I believe that that gave me a shot, an opportunity to become who I am today. But really, it's by the grace of God, first of all. And I can't go on without saying that, because I've been blessed in great ways and having great parents and great support team. And then the education opportunity to get educated. You know, that's what we want for our children. And certainly that's what my parents wanted for me.
And you've had great law partners. I know your firm has some incredible individuals that you work with and people that you've, you know, helped open doors for. As you sit here as an attorney today, given all that we see in this country, the great injustices, what motivates you every day, given your agenda from early in the morning to going to court, to meeting with clients, doing community work, doing this interview, and knowing that you've got so much on your plate? What helps you stay motivated?
Well, I think what happens to us is that we see the blessings we have in our lives, and a lot of people decide to be content with that. Other people like me decide, I'm going to do something to give back. And so I'm motivated every day to find opportunities to give back to the community, to give back a little bit of what I've received. And then I know that's going to blossom. So my motivation is, how can I find somebody today to help? With God's help and the team that we have assembled around us, we can do great things, but it takes a little bit of effort. So we try every day to get that ball rolling, to find someone to help.
Well, and you have children as well. And I know that you've got one who's got one more year of high school. And what have you instilled in them that you hope they carry on as part of your legacy?
Yeah, it's important that the way my parents taught me about education, and they only went to the sixth grade. My parents, old school, never really got an education, a formal education. So my children have the benefit of parents that went to school and got educated and maybe have financial means to help them. So what we say is, you can't be content with just getting out of high school or getting out of college even. I tell my children, what graduate school do you want to go to? Let's think bigger, because we want our children to move on and be greater than we are, right? Possibly. But the only way to do it is to instill in them the need for education. And then show them by example, the way we live, going to church and taking care of the community and our family by example, so they can do good for others. Because it's easy to be content with what you have, particularly if we're helping our children to have what they need. But you have to have that desire and that passion to give back. And the only way to do it is to maybe see it around you. And so as parents, my wife and I are always trying to lead by example.
I know that we have a lot of guests who like to give advice to folks who may be in their 20s or 30s or something you wish you had known or thought more about when you were in your 20s and your 30s. What would that be?
I've spoken about this. It's not hard when we're older looking back. It's harder when you're younger. But the key is the things you're learning in at U of H or Houston Baptist or Rice or Texas Southern, or we're in Houston going, even St. Thomas, I don't want to forget them. And all the schools, great schools we have here. The things you're learning today, you will use in the future. You got to take it like it's learning to practice law, learning to practice life. If you're just going to school just to get the next grade and not really focusing on what you're learning, the networking and the people you're meeting, then you're missing. My law partner today was my college roommate. And we didn't know what we're going to end up at, but we knew we had some commonality. We knew we had good work ethic and good passion for life. So as we chased each other and followed each other, we realized, hey, we can work together. And so that has to be in your mind as you're a young person. Who are my next door neighbors? Who are my friends? Yeah. How are we going to network? And then what you're learning is part of the practice you need to engage for the future, because that's going to make you a better professional, better lawyer, whatever it is you're doing.
Benny, thanks again for being with us, and what a great opportunity to reflect on your career, your family, your parents, and fortunately for you, your father was still living to see you become a lawyer. I know you were the first in your family to go to college and go on to become an attorney, and for you that has to be something that's very special, and but also a great responsibility, I would say, in terms of your family and being that example.
Yes, it's unbelievable to recall the pride in my dad when he saw that I graduated from law school. And as a business owner, he always needed lawyers. He always had opportunities to deal with lawyers. And he always thought, man, I would have been a great lawyer had I gone to school. Yeah. And after the military, after World War II, then he had to go work. Yeah. He didn't have the opportunity maybe that others could have. Yes. So when he saw me become a lawyer, it was a great moment of pride. But then, of course, that's a responsibility I have, not only for my children and my family, mm-hmm. for my siblings, for my nieces and nephews, everybody that's in my family look up to me as the person that first broke that barrier. And so now we're trying to get all these young people in my family educated. But then we have responsibility for our community. And that is giving scholarships to Latinos and Latinas at the three law schools, mm-hmm. scholarships to Houston Baptist, HBU, and U of H to try to promote Latinos and Latinas to get educated, which is very important for my wife and I.
Well, and you understand how important it is, especially during those trying times, to get that scholarship, whether it's $1,000 or $500. For those students, it can make all the difference. And you understand that. You make time for it. And we see so many others that do are affiliated with it do the same. Currently, we know that the status as it relates to the needs for more attorneys to provide this pro bono service, you take that very seriously. But I'm still astonished at how much you were able to do in your professional life and community with everything else you have going on, managing that time. Help someone who is young, especially perhaps starting a family, is an attorney, is trying to become a partner. What were some of the things that you did to help you get where you are today?
And that's an important thing to understand and discover as a young person, young lawyer. She needs to understand that it's not a balance. That's the first thing, misconception. Everybody wants to have balance in life. They want to be able to identify, I want to have a home life and a work life. But what it comes down to is it has to be unbalanced. You got to dedicate yourself to where you're going. And then when you are home, then focus on quality time, because you're sleeping half the time you're at home. You're working the rest of the time. So your time at home when you're not sleeping is very limited. So if you focus on quality time, okay. going on walks, playing with your kids, loving your wife or husband, being part of that family in a quality way, mm-hmm. then everybody benefits, because you need to work time at networking and going to functions and working hard as a lawyer in particular, or in a business world, whatever you're doing. So it's not really balance. It's having to manage and learning to manage the unbalance of successful life. It's difficult, but once you open your eyes to that reality, then you will do it with more passion, with more pleasure, yes, and really enjoy yourself.
And just come to accept that you will not have on a Wednesday evening 6 hours of time to be with your friends, your partner, but you might have those two, and utilize them, plan what you're going to do for those two. And then also be in a situation where there's an understanding that it's a family plan. This going back to school or trying to become partner is a sacrifice for everyone.
That's correct. Ways. Yeah, and we have to make sacrifices every day in life. I mean, some are small, some are big. But when you want to achieve a great goal or be successful, it doesn't come without hard work. It doesn't come without sacrifice. And a lot of times, unfortunately, families suffer that sacrifice. So the key is to be able to manage that unbalance and to put a lot of quality time into your spouse, your partner, your family, your children, and that will be enjoyed and remembered. Versus if you're working all the time and then you come home and you sleep all day or all night, then there's a disconnect, and that's where families suffer.
Yeah, so just managing that. So it's good to hear that men also understand that there is a role that they play with the family, and that, you know, maybe at the end of the day there is imbalance, but there is quality. And so we strive toward that. Talk to me a little bit about what you've seen in the law profession in terms of women achieving partner status and some of the changes that you've observed personally.
Well, that's a very important issue to me and to my law firm and to the Houston Bar Association. When I started practicing law and I first came to my firm in 1991, I was the first non-white male ever hired at the firm. So it was all white males and no women, no minorities, nothing. Now when you look at my firm, where half of us lawyers, trial lawyers, are women, and of course all of us have different colors, sizes, shapes, we're like the community. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, Houston is the number one most diverse city in America today. That's wonderful as people, you know, keep those records. But the law profession is the least diverse of all professions. So there's some disconnect there that us as lawyers and leaders in the bar community, we need to really focus on bringing our minority partners and minority lawyers into the fold, making them partners, making them leaders in our respective firms. And so the Houston Bar this year, with my team and my leadership, we're trying to promote diversity or celebrate diversity. It's one of the pillars of my year, and that includes women, that includes, you know, all diversity members, including LGBT. We're really creating new opportunities now that we're celebrating 150 years of the Houston Bar Association this year in 2020. We want to bring them up to that level where we're enjoying and celebrating the diversity of our city and our bar.
Well, that is wonderful, and today we celebrate you, congratulate you, your family, for all that you've done, the many people that you've helped lift up and take to another level. We thank you for that, Benny.
Thank you, Dr.
Much appreciated. On behalf of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, we thank you for joining us. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.